Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I named the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hey, and welcome to Beer with Geeks. This is a special episode. Frank here, just me today. Tim and I had a discussion. We were talking about the Force Awakens trailer that just came out this week. And I, in the middle of our conversation, decided to flip on the recorder, totally impromptu. We just talked like we normally talk. You were going to hear an uncut, unedited, for the most part, just us chatting away like we do when there's no microphones around. We were just in my apartment. I was, in fact, just cooking dinner. So you'll kind of, the audio quality is not awesome, but it is raw. It is a real discussion. Of us just giving our real opinions on the Force Awakens trailer and some theories. No spoilers. This is not based on anything that we know. This is all based on our conjecture and stuff that we are just sort of piecing together, theories that we are coming up with as we watch that trailer. So if you are not a trailer watcher and you're very, very spoiler averse and you consider a trailer a spoiler, you might want to skip this episode, and we totally understand that, and that's cool. But if you want to hear kind of our theories, again, this was not meant to be a podcast. We just decided to record it just for fun. So if you would like to go ahead and skip it, we understand. But if not, stick around. It's a pretty good discussion, I think, and we decided it was good enough to share it with all of you. So enjoy the conversation. If you have your own thoughts, your own theories you want to share with us, at Beer with Geeks on Twitter is a great way to do that. Beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, another great way. We'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you to all of you who have been listening to us in the Overcast app, who recently found us. Please, if you like this or any of our episodes, go ahead and recommend them in the Overcast app. That goes a long way, helping us get new listeners. Also, another great way is iTunes itself. If you want to leave us a rating, a star rating, or a review, write a quick review of what you think of the show, that'd mean a lot to us. So any of those ways to help us promote the show, just even just tell your friends, just tweet about it. Tell people who are looking for a good podcast where they can find us. Anyway, enough of me. Listen to me and Tim chatting about the Force Awakens trailer. Cheers.
I kind of like the idea that Luke is not around because we don't see him till the end of the movie or near the end of the movie. And he, that's when he, even if we see him before that, that's when he reveals himself to everybody else.
Okay.
And somehow helps the heroes of this movie save the day.
It's not Luke's story anymore.
Right.
But what I was saying before, he's the Obi-Wan. Right, he's got the beard to prove it. Yeah. But it's Rey's story because the original trilogy is Luke's story.
Yes.
This is Rey's story.
Yes.
And I have reason, and these are my reasons thusly. She's the first person that you see in the trailer. Yep. She's living on a desert planet. This is my Luke parallel. She's living on a desert planet. She clearly has a longing to not be on that planet anymore, the way that she watches ships fly off. She spends all her time digging through dead ships, mm-hmm. only to want to be on a real live one to then go off and explore. Mm-hmm. She's a tinkerer like Luke. Probably goes and picks up power converters whenever she wants.
Yeah.
And she says she's a nobody.
Yes, that was it. That was a big thing for me.
She's no one, and this is classic. That's classic Luke story. It's classic Joseph Campbell. They
classic
have to,
hero's journey.
Yeah, they have to be a nobody to be a somebody.
Right.
Zero to hero. Thank you, Hercules.
Right.
Whatever. So whether she's a Jedi or not, I would think the movie would miss a step if they didn't give us a female Jedi lead.
That's a good point. See, I've been looking at Finn as the Jedi lead.
Maybe it's a red herring. Maybe he only carries the lightsaber because it's the only weapon that's available to him. But maybe he's...
Could be a red herring.
Because, but...
JJ, I would not put it past JJ.
To trick you like that. Right, exactly. He learned his mistake from Star Wars... Star Trek trickery.
And like, there's also, like, the whole... There seems to be some beef between... Finn and Poe Dameron.
You think it was beef?
Seemed
I thought that pat on the shoulder was like a good luck kind of thing.
Oh, see, I kind of took it as like a.
I didn't take it as.
Hey, what you were going? You know, like
shoulders. Oh, because I thought
it was aggression.
I saw it as like a pat on the shoulder, like good luck, thanks for joining the resistance. We're on to this together. Ooh, so, that's interesting. Now I have no idea.
I'm thinking out in your way, and you're thinking my way. So now you're saying that it's more of a Luke and Han relationship?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like they've kind of blended some of these things together. But Poe Dameron is clearly the Han Solo of this thing.
There's a blurring and a blending.
Yes,
right?
Which is nice.
Because he's an X-Wing pilot, but he seems like more of a Han Solo character than a Luke Skywalker.
Right. But he's also talked about, Oscar Isaac has talked about how he's like, posed like the best pilot in the galaxy and like blah blah blah.
He's supposed to be
that guy. So
he's got characteristics of both.
Right. But while we're talking about Poe, there's also that scene where Kylo Ren is in front of his face and he's got his hand up and he's like, I've got
it does seem like he's torturing him in some way. Yeah.
He's maybe force pushing his brain in his skull.
I thought that like maybe he was doing like his brain. My thought was like maybe he was doing a force choke but like to his skull. Like force pressing his skull in.
Well, it flips to that scene of what is obviously the next Death Star.
Which is interesting. It's interesting. It's like maybe this time they're trying to hide a Death Star in a planet. Like instead of making it like that's no moon, that's a space station.
That's a planet.
Yippee-ki-yay, it's a planet, not a space station.
But that planet wouldn't be able to move out of orbit?
I mean, maybe it's disguised as a planet. Like, maybe it looks like
a planet. Just shifts and moves around, and so...
Like, maybe it's like a full-on into Death Star.
It doesn't look like...
But it's got grass on the outside of it.
That would be messed up.
Like, it can fly around in space like a Death Star can.
Well, that poster that was released, it's like, you know, the top right corner, there's like their new Death Star, for the lack of a better term.
Yes.
I'm just going to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a red beam in its laser cannon of whatever, like, and then it shows that scene of trees getting decimated. So I'm just connecting the two in my head.
That it's a planet being destroyed. Yeah.
Well, if you also read Star Wars Shattered Empire, that comic that Marvel's putting out now. Poe Dameron's parents are rebels, and they conceive him on Endor after the Battle of Endor.
Interesting, okay.
Maybe it's Endor getting destroyed. Maybe that's the base. Maybe, who knows? I don't know. All those Ewoks. That's a JJ middle finger to Ewoks if there ever was one.
Just kills all the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a funny idea.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, it doesn't give you a lot, but Finn talks about being trained. He talks about being trained.
Yeah.
My whole life has been brought up to do this, so maybe this is this weird parent parallel between all of them, you know, like parent footsteps, you know, like Poe was in his parent footsteps as a rebel leader.
It seems like parenthood is going to be a theme.
Yes, parenthood is maybe this is the theme of Star Wars, you know, and then passing it off to the kids. Because that's technically a theme in the original trilogy, too. Vader.
It's less parenthood specifically and more...
Coming of age.
And like family and destiny and so maybe the break free of the cycle.
Right, so maybe that's what that's classic Star Wars. Yes. So Star Wars is anybody could be anybody to you. Yeah. That's the soap opera of Star Wars. Anybody could be your sister, your aunt, your father, your twin, your clone, whatever.
Small galaxy.
It is a small galaxy. And it's far, very far, far away. Yeah. Right.
I wonder... So, like, I always think about the titles always make sense in retrospect, right? A New Hope. Oh, Luke was the New Hope.
Yeah.
You know, The Empire Strikes Back, well, that's pretty public.
Yeah, yeah.
Return of the Jedi, again. Yeah. Well, no, again, that one is a little bit more you have to watch the movie to understand.
Yeah.
Right. Empire Strikes Back, before you saw the movie, you knew, like, oh, man, the Empire's back, and this time it's personal. Like, you knew
what
it was.
You knew what that was, yeah.
Return of the Jedi, you're like, oh my god, are there gonna be, like, all these Jedi coming out of the trees and, like, fighting all of a sudden? Like,
what's gonna... just Ewoks.
Nope, just Ewoks. But, like, it was like, oh, okay, I see. It's like, he reestablished the Jedi Order,
No, but he didn't. This is the interesting thing, okay, because of Luke.
I mean, metaphorically.
Right, but you're right. So if Luke is gone, that title of Return of the Jedi, I don't know if that means anything anymore.
Maybe it's Jedi singular, and it's like the Jedi known as Anakin Skywalker returned.
Oh, maybe.
but yeah, you're right, because it seems in this movie, yeah. I think because of what was in the EU for so many years and all that stuff, we always assumed that the Jedi Order came back, and I mean, there was a whole thing called New Jedi Order, right? There was a whole set series of novels. I wonder.
I want to read all of them now.
There's like 20 of them.
I know. I want to read none of them.
Just that series. I mean,
reading is for nerds. No,
we're not nerds. We're
no,
geeks.
Yeah.
it does seem to me that the Force Awakens does seem to mean, based on what we saw in the trailer, like where Rey is like. What did she say? Like, there's been stories, there's been legends or whatever, and Han says, like, it's all true. The Force, the Jedi, like, he says it's all true.
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting character arc for Han Solo, who's now a believer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all legends, and yeah, no match for a good blaster at your side.
Right, exactly. It's all true. I mean, I would say, argue by the word Jedi, he's already a believer.
Yeah, even because he tells
Luke...
Hey, Luke, may the Force be with you. At the end of A New Hope.
A New Hope, right. But yeah. He still kind of says
he's still, like, kind of tongue-in-cheek, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. But, does he say it in Jedi?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about this. It's your something. No, maybe he doesn't.
I don't think he says anything about it again.
Yeah, but this is his full character arc. He's a believer now. Yeah.
And he's seen the Force at work up close. Like, he's seen
right.
Luke, like... You know, make our 3PO float and make all the Ewoks think that he was their god. Like,
that's
he's
true.
Seen the Force do things very, even as a non-believer, he has seen with his eyes.
You know what? It's interesting too, because you know how in the original trilogy, it's the Force is, you know, the Force is mystical and it's this and all these things, but it's scientific it's scientific in the prequels, but now these things have been like, he's telling Rey and Finn it's all true, the Jedi, the Sith, the dark side. So now it's even maybe even more mystical than it was before. So the gone is the idea of midichlorians because nobody's around to even check.
I think it's that I think what it goes back to that.
What a way to get rid of that by just by just making everything legend. Because the propaganda machine is very strong with the Empire.
Yes.
And so
they can erase recent history.
Right.
They can erase 30 years ago, something that people remember. They can make it so it didn't happen. I mean, and I guess in a way, like, how many people really knew Luke Skywalker? How many people really know what actually happened to the Emperor and to Darth Vader?
Nobody was there. There are.
Three of them were in the room alone.
And two of them are dead.
Yeah.
And one of them is nowhere.
It's gone. As far as we know.
Yeah, so...
And then
I mean, sure, he probably told them what happened, but
they weren't there. No one was there.
Nobody was there. It's just his word against.
Other than the legend that gets passed on because of what Luke told,
arguably
the history of what happened.
Right.
Other than that, there's no documentation. It's very easy to expunge that from history.
Right. And if there's still the Resistance and there's this First Order and everyone's vying for control of the galaxy still, then there's. There's no history class.
Right.
No, you know, Rey is not taking a history class on Jakku going, and then, you know, 5 years after the Battle of Yavin,
happened. And then, like, so you've got Kylo Ren, who knows, or thinks he knows, what Vader's mission was, and says that he intends to carry it on, there's all that, right?
Right. What mission? what mission was Vader carrying on? Because Vader was carrying out the mission of the Emperor. And Vader's only other mission was to find his son.
Do you think there's like a Church of Vader who like people who like idolize Vader?
Yes, I do, because nobody knows the Emperor was Sith. This is like,
oh, that's true.
The propaganda he was scarred and whatever else, but Emperor Palpatine being of Sith variety.
Oh, you're like being of sound mind and body.
Yes, exactly.
No, but you're right. It's not something that anybody knows.
Right. So as far as anybody knows, it's just Vader. And so if they're going to follow, if anybody's going to follow the dark side, and they're not going to follow Emperor Palpatine, they're going to follow Darth Vader.
That's interesting. Because I mean, nobody... was the Emperor, though. Like, he was still known and feared.
Yes, but just as the Emperor.
Yeah.
Not as...
I guess he was...
As a wizened old, scarred man.
Yeah.
But the only time you ever see him unleash Force powers is when there are other Jedi or Sith present.
Hmm.
Even if you watch, like, think about Jedi.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah,
but I'm saying, like, would people? I'm trying to think of a. It's like our perspective of the story.
Right.
Darth Vader is the bigger character, the one we know better, and the one that we see as more of like the, you know, he does the legwork and all that.
Right.
But in the universe, for the people who live in the almost outer rim planets and
the Emperor's more well known.
Because he's the leader. Like is it like, oh, this is the, like, Lincoln is the president, but Grant is his general.
Right. Well, maybe I'm missing a piece of the puzzle here. Maybe specifically referring to Kylo Ren and the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
which we've heard is a thing, apparently.
You even see them in this new trailer.
I assume though.
Yeah. Let's work on the assumption that these are them.
Yeah.
Like, these are the Knights of Ren. What do they all have in common?
Yeah.
They all have... it's all black cloaks, helmets, even that, like, studded leather look, like, particularly Kylo Rennick, you can see, like, the jacket he's wearing kind of looks like Vader's undergarment. Maybe it is Vader's undergarment.
Maybe it is. Well, no, that
burned. Well, I'm sure Vader had more than one.
The mask made it up.
Yeah, right, yeah. Maybe he only had one mask, but I would hope he had more than one bodysuit. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Imagine being the... yeah. That's my, like,
burnt bacon. Yeah, right.
Imagine being the prop guy who got to make Darth Vader's mask and then melt it.
Oh, yeah, so cool. You're just like, yes, I love my job. Yeah, I get paid for this. Yeah.
Like, I assume what they did, right? They take a new mask, they get a new, like, fresh mask, and then melt it. You probably melt several of them until JJ's like, that's the one
I want, yeah. That's true. I mean, I guess you could. You could make it, but I guess it's warped in a way that you'd have to burn a little bit of it. Yeah.
That's really cool, actually. I'm sure some Star Wars nerd got to do that. Which is pretty neat. Yeah, I would love to know what's
going on. Imagine the one guy working on this movie who wasn't a Star Wars fan. And you're like, why are you guys so excited? Get out. You're fired.
Oh, his name is Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
I also think it would be really interesting. It would be really interesting to be, like, I don't know, anybody who has worked on that movie I'd be really jealous of them. I'm really interested in the Kylo Ren thing, though, to know exactly what his story is, what he knows, is it, like, a thing where he is, because he's, like, a devotee of
does he know Sith something?
History or something, like, does he know stuff that, like, has been suppressed to everyone else, but he knows the truth, like...
Or maybe he's just following the legend just as much as anybody else.
Or is he right?
I want to argue maybe it's more this legend thing. Yeah. Like, because if you read the Shattered Empire thing again, it's like the Empire is trying to suppress that the Emperor is dead. Like, no, he's fine. He's alive.
Okay.
He's okay. No, there's no problem here. Whatever. And so it's the Rebellion's job after the Emperor falls is to stop the propaganda machine because everybody should know that the Emperor has fallen.
Interesting.
So it's almost like all that weird celebration that you see at the end of Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's like the Emperor is trying to be like, no, put that statue back up. He's not dead yet.
So is it kind of like V for Vendetta? Where they're like, oh yes, the Old Bailey was blown up in fabulous style. They just, They totally wasn't a terrorist. They just, the demolition crew decided to put some fireworks in there.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's not like the Emperor, it was just the Emperor, Darth Vader, and a bunch of stormtroopers.
Right.
Like, he had, you know, he had moffs and generals and all these different things. So, arguably, they're all going to try to vie for control of the throne, because Lord knows watching Game of Thrones teaches you about that.
And they would just pretend that it didn't happen. That the...
They're going to pretend like he's not dead until they could figure out what to do.
To keep control.
Right. I mean, there must have been some kind of contingency in place. I mean, he was clearly an old man.
Yeah.
And so, arguably, like, there had to be some plan in place
for him. We know they had cloning technology.
Did they?
Yeah, there's a movie called Attack of the Clones.
Wow.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, that... But I doubt they would do that. I doubt they would do that, though.
I don't want to see... I don't want to see a clone of the Emperor... it's good, and it's good in the expanded universe, but maybe that's not where I want the movie to go.
Yeah. Although it could be like Force Ghost Emperor.
Maybe,
we've
but.
We've never seen the Sith Force
Ghost. We've never seen a Sith Force Ghost. We know they exist in the expanded universe, or the, or the Legends universe.
Yeah.
Speaking of all these dead people, there's a scene of Rey crying over a body of some kind. Like, she's like shrieking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to remember it. I can't remember.
Yeah, well, there is. Just go with me on this.
I'll believe you.
I think it's Chewbacca. Because I think there's a vague brownness to what's in front of her. And if you, and on the right corner, it's kind of silvery. Like, so like Chewbacca's his... belt. Now, it's so blurry.
It's hard to tell.
She could be, like, she could be crying next to a fallen tree, for all I know. But my... Just based off of outside of the universe, Peter Mayhew is not a well man.
Yeah, true.
And so this is, I feel like this is almost like a roundup to be like, here's the old crew, look at they all died in with the new crew.
Yeah.
And so maybe Chewie and Han, or at least Chewie, bite it in this film. Yeah.
I could see the old crew being gone by the end of the, like, this trilogy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think that is definitely true. I don't know if how many... I think at least one original crew member will die in this movie, too.
Yeah.
In this
and film. And it's not Luke.
No, I don't think it's Luke.
I know, Luke being absent throughout all of this, through the trailers and the press and all the marketing, it's not Luke.
I don't think it's for Luke. I think this is not really Luke's movie. He's in it, but it's not really his
It's not really Carrie Fisher's movie either, because she's barely... This is the first time we've seen her face a trailer.
Yeah, we were even arguing last time whether that was her hand or not. Right?
Right. Like, yeah, which has been confirmed that it is.
Yes.
So, but
when it first came out,
we had no idea.
Is that her? Is it not?
I don't know.
It is. Does that make sense? But yeah, it's definitely her. But you're right. This is the first time we've seen her face. We didn't even know until the poster came out.
We didn't know what she
she was going to look like. What her hair and all that stuff was going to look like.
Yeah.
So, you're
she
right.
She looks like Carrie Fisher. Good for her.
Fisher. Funny.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. She's not CG'd at all.
Nope.
Yeah. She didn't grow horns or bat wings or nothing.
So what's the Andy Serkis character and what's the Lupita Nyong'o character?
Oh, well, Andy Serkis is Supreme Emperor Snoke.
You're right.
That has been confirmed.
Right,
we still don't know Max von Sydow's character.
Right, we don't. We
haven't seen him yet.
No.
Nope. Don't know who that is.
He didn't do motion capture, right?
I don't think so.
I doubt
I think
it.
He's just a guy.
I think he's just a guy.
Yeah.
But it must not be a very big guy.
Maybe he's a Sith ghost.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a... Who knows?
Yeah.
That's a... but Lupita Nyong'o, I think we hear in the trailer.
I think that was her voice talking to Rey.
Well, yes, I think
too. Think
yeah.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which, again, leads me to believe that, A, Rey is Force-sensitive, a Skywalker, either from the Solo side or from...
Or something else.
Luke's side. I think from the
Solo side. I agree.
I'm going to go Solo side. I don't think Luke has kids in this iteration.
Do you think she knows that? I mean, do you think she's, like...
I don't think so, because when I watched it with my friend yesterday, you know, she asked the question, you know, we've heard stories, we've heard legends, and if she knew that was her dad, like, she'd grown up, I feel like that's a question she would have asked
a long time ago,
and not have waited, you know, 20 years or whatever
that's a very good point.
You know, for the, you know, for, make sure the cameras were there to ask the question, you know. So
yeah, so she doesn't know. What do you think? I assume Han would know.
I would assume Han would know.
That's the star he's talking to.
yeah, maybe he knows at that point. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were hidden for some reason again. Maybe it's like the Skywalker, that's the Skywalker curse. Gotta hide your twins or whatever. Yeah.
Hide your twins,
hide your wife. Yeah.
What if Kylo Ren is her brother?
I thought that. Well, here's this other thing about Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren looks like Anakin. He's designed to look like Anakin Skywalker. That scene at the very end, with the lightsaber battle with Finn, he's not wearing a helmet.
He's not?
Nope. Watch it again.
You see his face?
His hair is flowing in the back, a la mullet style, like Anakin. Yeah. He's an all black,
I guess Adam Driver bears a passing resemblance.
Yeah, they're tall and lanky and whatever else, but I mean, like, with like, the...
But see, we're assuming this for both Rey and Kylo Ren. Maybe he looks like his
great-great-grandfather, I don't know.
But neither of them look like their father?
Me, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, neither of them look like their
father. Well, actually, it's funny that you say that, because somebody said, now I can't remember where I heard this, but they said that Rey kind of looks like, Jake Lloyd. She does look like Shmi. Yeah. And kind of like Padme. So, like, yeah, they take after two opposing sides of the family.
I mean,
JJ could screw with all of us and be like, they could be related to none.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, we're totally making this up, too. Like, yes, we have
this
no
is all reason. Speculation. There's no founding information apart from what the, but I mean, like, context clues lead you to believe what you know. This is what critical thinking is, you know.
Right.
You know, this is why we went to school. This is what teachers were trying to instill in us, so we could argue about Star Wars trailers. Yeah. Critical thinking. Context clues. But I think we hear Lupita Nyong'o's voice.
I think that's her. Yeah, I do think that's
her. Yeah. And she sounds force sensitive of some kind. You know, or at least she knows something about the force. And maybe that's because we've heard that her character is closely associated with Leia, and Leia obviously knows something about the force because of Luke. And so, there's gotta be something along those lines there. I'm just very excited.
I am too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, and I, we talked about before to bring this full cycle, that Luke's, that's definitely Luke's hand on R2. I have no question about that. And whether that's on Yavin, where they're visiting, because the other thing about that, the theory is that, you know, one theory is that it's the, like I said, is the resistance, you know, like with all those flags and everything else, like maybe that's the resistance. Or, but the way if you watch Han approach the temple, he doesn't look totally comfortable. And if he's a member of the resistance, then arguably he would look
comfortable.
Somewhat. Now, the other thing is, I was thinking about this in speculating and going back to a teaser, where, you know, he gets on the Millennium Falcon, he goes, Chewie, we're home?
Yes.
Maybe that's because the Millennium Falcon was on Jakku, and they weren't able to get to it.
Mm.
And so, the times that you see them flying on Jakku, and talking to Rey and Finn and everything else, that's because that's the first time they've been able to get back to the Falcon.
I do think that in some way he was kept away from the Falcon.
Yeah, maybe Rey's been fixing it up. You know what I mean?
Do you think it was like crashed on the planet?
Like, yeah, like with the Star Destroyer, and maybe.
Oh, yeah. You saw that was her, like, she like was inside the Star Destroyer.
Yes, that was so cool. That was great.
Do you think that's where she finds the lightsaber?
No, because that lightsaber... No, the lightsaber would be on Cloud City.
Oh, you're right. It's a different lightsaber.
Yeah. So the Imperials would have control of that, arguably. Or Lobot. You know.
Lobot
found it. I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know where that lightsaber comes from. Maybe it's floating off in space. We had heard rumors about that lightsaber going back to the very beginning of rumors about Episode 7. I remember hearing stuff about, like, the movie opens with, like, a floating hand in space and Luke's lightsaber and, like, all this different stuff.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Who knows? But, I mean, who knows how much of it is right and wrong and, well, some people who worked on the movie, I guess, know. Yeah. I hope they know. There seems to be, and also, I'd like to point out that every battle we've seen with the ships has been in an atmosphere so far.
That's true.
We've not seen a space battle yet.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
Nope, it's that planet with the ruins,
mm-hmm.
and Jakku. But we've not seen a space battle, which I think is intriguing. So clearly this movie, this movie's holding out on a lot of information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, JJ is keeping us guessing.
Mm-hmm. And rightly so, but, there's a lot that there's a lot of information we are not privy to. So, I don't know, I just don't know.
I don't know.
But, yeah.
All I do know is I'm ready for dinner.
Yeah, me too. All right. Okay, cool.